What's good? What's good? What's good? We are back. Paul Pickett Podcast, one and only Paul Pickett, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Right now, we're live on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and we got our guest waiting. Normally, when I interview fighters that fight each other, I normally interview them after they fight. This would be the first time I've interviewed two fighters within a week span that about to fight each other. So this will be an interesting one. This guy is definitely beloved all through BKFC. No stranger to the interviews and actually interviewing fighters himself. Started in MMA, if I'm not mistaken. This will be his debut in the BKFC versus Anthony Yost, May 2nd, 2025, 7 p.m. Eastern Time at the OCC Roadhouse and Museum in Clearwater, Florida. Let's bring on the one and only Chachi Versace.
What's going on,
Chachi?
Paul,
how you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, man. I've been following you for a while. You know, I know you down with the Knuckletown official, so I think that's how I started following you originally and whatnot.
Okay. Matt Siebel from there, I've known for a long time.
Okay. So I was seeing. I think you got a story, kind of like Marcus Suarez, where you had like this body transformation and whatnot.
Yeah, something like that. You know, that's a story honestly I like to share, bro. And you don't know. I know you don't know. You know, I get a little bit of hate out there, not very much, but it's from people, you know, maybe don't know my story. You gotta have respect for everybody, bro. All of us come from a different journey to get here, man. Nobody took the same path. You know, not normally, of course, there's those few guys that have been doing it their whole life, but not everybody's here. And especially, you know, you've seen the tryouts and stuff. All these people come from all different walks of earth, bro. We're all here for a different reason. So long story short, bro, I had a real messed up life. You know, I was living irresponsibly. I had a daughter born that had surgeries immediately, man. And we basically lived together in the hospital, me and my daughter, which was an hour and a half away from home. So I stayed living in the hospital with her, just stressing and eating while she went through hundreds of surgeries, like just so much stuff she went through, bro, dying a few times, seizure in front of my face, flipped the switch in my head. I'm never going to do anything bad again. I'm going to change my life. I had a shitty job. I'm going to quit the job that I hate, and I'm only going to do what I love. And at the same time, while I was sitting in the hospital by my daughter's side, bro, we were watching Bare Knuckle. I met Abby Velasquez, and he turned me on to it. My daughter clung to it as she's developing her own personality in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? She latched onto those female fighters. So I just started researching things, bro. I went back to life. I dreamed about this a long time ago for a very short time. Never was a big reality until my daughter's fight, bro, flipped a switch in my head. I got to 287 pounds. That might have been the heaviest. Yeah. At least when I stepped on the scale, finally, it was like, all right, I got to do something. And her drive, bro, like her fight through everything that she went through, bars in her body, drilling in her body, holes everywhere throughout her body, bro, pushed me to fight too. And, you know, Easter, actually, I just exposed myself a little bit to my family. You know, I cried because I'm a very emotional person. But, you know, my daughter went through a lot. She's been poked, stabbed, opened up, cut, everything you can think of, dying and coming back. And she's still here, and she's the toughest little girl. So if she can do anything, I can do anything, bro.
Now, when you went through this transformation, man, losing this weight, was it harder mentally or physically or both?
I mean, I would say honestly both. Probably because, you know, along with my stress and stuff, I was smoking marijuana to cope with anxiety and stress and things. And it's not hard, not easy to stay away from food, of course, you know, when you're smoking.
Yeah, you get the munchies and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and when my daughter was going through all that stuff, we would get to come home for a few days at a time, and then something would go wrong. And in those few days, even in those few days, bro, I was stressing so much that, like, it was just hard. I had a stationary bike in front of my TV, and I still do this now, where, you know, instead of sitting on the couch, I'm on a stationary bike. If I'm eating, I'm on the stationary bike. But again, you know, just right back to that stress a lot of times for a long time.
Do you think when like cats start to get like really fit, get their body really in shape like that, it's almost standard that they kind of pick up some kind of combat sport, like they try to get into boxing or something like that?
No, absolutely not. I mean, if you're a internet surfer just like most people, you see all the weight loss stuff online. Combat sports, bro, honestly, the minute I stepped into Smith Brothers gym, I've never been part of another gym. But it just, you know, I lacked brotherhood, camaraderie. And those are two things, especially for a person dealing with depression and what I went through, both of those are things you're going to need. And that was shown to me right away. So it is combat sports a fun way to get into shape. You know, it doesn't seem so boring when you get out there and you're running for no purpose other than to get into shape, whatever your reason is. But at least fighting, it's fun. You get a teammate or somebody to do it with. It's fun.
So you decided to go with MMA at first, correct?
Yes. And, you know, I honestly didn't get to watch your whole interview, but I do know there's some mockery up there. I've never been a fan of UFC, bro. Never in my life. WWF. WWF for a short time, like the aggression period, you know what I'm saying? Trish Stratus was mostly the reason I was into it, not because I was watching the guys wrestle and stuff. Grappling around with a guy has never been something I was interested in. Even since I was a little boy in school, I was getting in fist fights, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not because it was fun or anything. That's just the way it was. I grew up a very tiny guy. Everybody wanted to pick on me. That's just how I defended myself. All through school and everything, though, again, never UFC, never been interested in grappling or MMA. Don't watch it. When I took that first MMA fight, bro, I took 3 hours total of MMA training.
What?
And, you know, that was my first fight. And if you go back and look at my record, bro, you'll look back at the weights and you'll see I only took those fights because it was a quick way to get my fights in as I was coming down in weight. I didn't care if I was winning or losing them. I expected to lose them. Like I said, I had no interest in MMA. I tried to stick to my striking, what I was learning as I was learning it in MMA, coming along the fights. And, you know, there was two that I won, but there was two that I got beat decent. One was a ground and pound. You know, MMA is not my game. I got to the ground, and I felt like I was defending myself. The dude wasn't making a whole lot of contact. And like the hits were kind of going here and there behind my head. But, you know, in amateur combat, you go shell up. It's the end of the fight. Mm-hmm. And then another time I was striking, doing good, and then just stuck my head in a stupid place and got stuck in a guillotine again, you know. And someone showed me right after the fight. They're like, hey, this is an easy defense for that. And hooked under the dude's leg and flipped him. And I didn't know that, you know. So I'm not ashamed of those losses, bro, no matter what anybody says about them. In that very first fight, everybody wants to give me shit. You know, I took that fight. I wasn't ready, but I had someone who I trained with who wanted to fight too and was looking for those same opportunities. Nobody wanted to fight him. So it's like, hey, I'll go. I'm not scared, you know. Win or lose, I'm just here for a lesson. You know what I'm saying? Coming down in the weight, that's all I was worried about. I'm almost 40 years old. I didn't have time to get into shape and then do my fights. I had to do it while I was coming down, bro, no matter what, you know?
So you start to go into bare knuckle. What's the reaction of people when you tell them you're about to do bare knuckle?
You know, everybody's got that wow factor. Bare knuckle's like, it's just, when you say it, it's shocking to hear, like, oh, that's legal, that's a thing, that's on TV. Like, of course you see it online, but they're like, you know, it's crazy, bro. Even to me, it's wild. But it's exciting. You know, it's a new great thing. And I'll be honest with you, bro, Dave Feldman, God bless this dude, bro. But I watched a movie. What is it? I think it's based on maybe Joe Namath or somebody where they've got open tryouts. I think it was Mark Wahlberg, but just a guy comes off the street, man, and makes it big. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you talking about the Eagles football movie?
Yeah, what was the
Invincible
movie?
Invincible.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's actually a true story too.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story, to be honest with you.
And I know like other, you know, people in sports, Keyshawn Johnson, who was living in his car outside the Bucks stadium or something like that, just came on the field one day. Everybody's
I didn't
got
know
a
that.
Different path, bro.
He was sleeping in his car in front of the Bucks stadium.
Yeah, I think it was him and his mother together was sleeping in the car. I read the story a long time ago, and he just slipped on the field and wowed them, you know.
So, you started with the prospect series. Did they specifically tell you like the things they were evaluating as you're going through this prospect series? Are they more concerned with you winning, or are they more concerned with the performance you put on?
So, everything's a little bit hectic once you get into the fight, and you know, nothing ever seems to go as planned. Explanations are real short. Communication seems to go out the window. Schedules change 5-6 times. But no, there wasn't a lot of communication. It was just an opportunity.
Yeah.
And again, bro, me being almost 40 years old, I know my opportunities aren't going to last forever. Those opportunities aren't going to be there for me forever. So as soon as I heard that, bro, I put myself in the way of whoever was doing it. That was Nelson, Andy Hall. But, you know, I had been to numerous tryouts, bro. And I'm a smart guy, bro. Before anybody knew my face, I was building my name on Facebook. I was doing the banners, logos. Okay. And I had people, okay, tag my name. I didn't even have a picture up. I was still fat and embarrassed to even have a picture up. So I had started spreading my name that way to build some popularity just from my name. Then I became like this figure out there. I met Kevin Smith and all these other important people. They're like, oh, you're Chachi. They seen the name so much online. Then they put two together, and I kind of made a reputation for myself. And every time BKFC called and they needed some, you know, Kevin Smith's close with BKFC. They call Tampa out here. They need a favor done, bro. I made sure I was the one, even for Kevin Smith. It's not just to kiss ass for BKFC. This isn't just something I'm doing, you know, to weasel my way, bro. I'm in a rush to get things done the way I want to do it. I don't care about opinions along the way. I'm going to do whatever I got to do, bro. I've got a family. There's no 401k. There's no retirement plan for bare knuckle. So I've got to build my name up too, bro. Not just this bare knuckle stuff. I do believe I'm sure they care about winning and the prospect thing, but, there's many of other aspects, and someone from BKFC reached out to me and did tell me I checked certain boxes of what they do look for, bro, and I made sure to keep it professional every step of the way. Every time there's a weigh-in, I've never missed a weight, usually a pound under. I've showed up to weigh-ins drinking water, you know what I'm saying? I work hard. The people that have helped me to get here, I owe them for paving the way for me to get here, bro, so I put in just as much hard work for them as I do for myself. When I take these fights, bro, I didn't win a single prospect fight, but I didn't get beat up.
Okay.
I didn't kiss the pavement. You know, I got good head movement. Again, these are fights, even in the prospects, bro, I was coming down a weight learning process, bro. If I'm not going backwards, at least I know I'm progressing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And obviously these people are recognizing it. They keep booking me.
So how would you describe your fight style for somebody that don't know?
I don't know, bro. You know, again, I'm still very much a student. So I would say, I don't know if a calculated brawler is a such thing, but, you know, I try to be smart.
Yeah.
But I used to have that dog in me, bro. I'm trying to get that dog back out of me and apply that. And pressure seems to be the way, especially for a small guy like me and our weight class.
Now, you do the Knucklestown Official interviews. How long you been doing Knucklestown Official?
I don't know. Again, that's, you know, Matt was someone. So Matt, actually, a couple of those groups of guys, they were not so keen to me on the internet too, and I approached him in public, bro, humbled the guys, no beef immediately, you know what I'm saying? And there's probably a certain amount of respect for someone who does that, especially maybe someone my size who's willing to come up to a group of guys and be like, hey, this is what the hell is up, you know what I'm saying? And immediately though, Matt, I guess, put that away, and we had an instant respect for each other, bro. He's helped me a lot along the way too. And, we were just at some fights one day and he presented the opportunity to me. And again, I'm just thinking ahead, bro. I'm not thinking, I just want to be a BKFC fighter. I want my name
to be around, bro. So yeah. I just took the chance. Gabby Roman, that's my first interview. So if I seem okay. nervous or not, I don't really know. She thought I did good. I was hella nervous. I did Mike Perry, I think, the same night, and a couple other important people, Lorenzo Hunt. So you did Hunt,
Perry,
of course,
your first night of interviewing?
I think that was the first night, yeah.
That's a good night for your first night of interviewing, man.
Yeah, and I'm not a person. I've been around, you know, in my life. I did a lot of crazy things, so I'm not a person that gets jaded. And again, I wasn't a UFC fan, so Mike Perry, I don't want to say he's nothing to me, but I wasn't fazed. Okay, it's Mike Perry. Oh, to me, it's like, it's another guy.
You think, like, doing these interviews with a lot of these guys, it gives you, like, I think you might understand what I'm saying here, like a Cutman G effect? Like, everybody seems to love Cutman G because he's the cut man. You know what I'm saying? But if you,
love,
you like
they
the
love G
because
he's
guy,
a handsome guy, bro. Come on now. Sex sells, man.
You know, I like everybody, but see, everybody, I've heard everybody say they love him. So, you know what I'm saying? It
yeah,
seems
you
like
know,
you might would get that effect too, where you get a lot of love because you're interviewing all these fighters and building friendships with them.
Well, again, you know, that's like I said, bro, I built a rapport just through my name at first. I built a relationship with these fighters without them seeing my face. So over the messages, just being a nice guy. Hey, let me help you with the banner. Wow them with a badass graphic. Now they're like, you know, that builds a rapport with a person. And it's just me being me, bro. And again, I wasn't always this. I was, like I said, I had that past life where I was standoffish. I wasn't such a nice person, but there was a switch that got flipped, and now I go out of my way to be nice, bro. Everybody deserves it. I mean, look at the people, you know, the people that don't know my story, and they flip the switch when they find out my story. My story changes your opinion of me, what I've been through. Well, then you should just be cautious of everybody you talk to, because you don't know what somebody's mother could have just died right before you talk shit to that person. You don't know what just happened.
Well, you lost your house during a hurricane too, right?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I was watching
2 months,
all that. That was fucked up, man.
Yeah, 2 months after me and my incredible wife got married, and our baby had just turned a year old, a week afterwards... we lived right off the water here in Florida, bro, and the hurricane came and swept the house. 3 o'clock in the morning, me and Kevin Smith and Paulo had to go rescue my neighbor, which was my mother-in-law,
damn,
and a couple of crazy dogs,
damn,
and stuff. And again, that's another reason I'm here, bro. Another reason I put in such hard work. So my wife's family, her father is the one who made a GoFundMe.
Okay.
And I met my wife's family, and not saying, you know, God bless them, for whatever reason they didn't help like I thought maybe they would. It was mostly my friends, bro, and mostly fresh relationships that I've built with people. Some like minute-long conversations of me being nice to somebody. People put thousands of dollars in the GoFundMe, bro. And one of the biggest people to come in there was Dave Feldman.
Dave Feldman, I saw that, yeah.
Not once, but twice he helped me out, bro. And, you know, this guy, again, he's someone who I spent a minute in an elevator with one time, me and my wife. Otherwise, it was just by this time, I had a couple fights in the prospect series. But again, I was professional, bro. He knows my name because of me being reliable when they call and they need someone here. I'm always the first one when there's fights and stuff, bro. The weigh-ins, at the fights, whatever it is, I'm the first one in the building, bro. I got my bag, whatever it is, I'm ready to go. Never have a problem with me. Blood, eyes, weight, no problems, no complaints ever out of me, bro. And that helped me along that way, I'm sure, too. But Dave Feldman helped my family in a big, big way, bro, because honestly, without his biggest contribution, I probably wouldn't be in a house right now. Me, my wife, and my kids, we'd still be bouncing house to house, homeless. I wasn't working. I wasn't working out, bro. I lost, I'm not going to say how much, but when this fight got announced to me, I put down a fuck ton of weight to today.
Yeah, like I've seen people trash David Feldman, but I've seen him helping the other fighters as well. And I've heard everybody I've interviewed always brings up one word when they talk about BKFC, and they say family.
For sure.
You know, and I think like David Feldman kind of showed that you family if he's, you know, came to the rescue, because you want family to try to help you out in times of needs like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, some people don't like to ask, you know, pride gets in the way and things of that nature. So let's get into this fight. You about to fight Anthony Yost. I interviewed him last Sunday. He's 0-2, looking for his first win. Seems like the tension's heating up a little bit on some of the posts I've seen. I think that makes for, like, good fights sometimes when there's a little bit of back and forth, at least. How much do you know about him going into this fight?
I've watched every video I could find, you know, all his past fights on YouTube. Looked into his record and stuff a little bit. But otherwise, I'm not digging into him too much. Only things really I know about him currently is only because you keep tagging me and some interview stuff. I'm not a person who's scrolling his Facebook and stuff. Yeah. I see his story sometimes on Instagram. And honestly, it's just accidental because I go through and I watch the stories, and you just go through the stories, you know?
Yeah.
They come through. And I'm not a hater, bro. I respect this kid, bro. Like,
yeah,
we're both here to make it, bro. Only hate I put on, and a little bit of hate, bro, because I'm a nice guy. But the only hate I put on because you tagged me a few things and I responded to it. And when you put it in my message, I don't even fucking open the thing. It's once I open the Instagram and start going through like the feed.
Yeah.
Just because you tagged me, and it goes right to the top of my post, and then it starts to automatically play. And then I, of course, just like any other person, you hear your name. All right, what does it say? There's a little comment. Blah,
blah, blah. Well, he did say he thinks he ended up becoming one of your top fans because he was studying all your stuff so hard.
I did see, again, that was another one you tagged me in, and I heard, I don't know, I get a lot of notifications, so I don't know if that's one that I saw.
Well, I think the thing that he said he started getting, like, when he started getting upset was, he said he saw that you were, something about y'all were looking forward towards Sturgis past this fight and whatnot, so, that true, that you were looking past this fight? Okay.
Always, bro, and it's nothing for this fight, bro.
Yeah.
By all means, bro, I could lose the fight, but I mean, I hope, just like all my other fights, that it's an entertaining fight beginning to end, and I do get those opportunities, bro. That's what I'm here for, bro. I just want to build my name up. I'm not here with champion aspirations. Of course, any normal person would love to be.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm here to build my name, bro. That's all I want to do is, you know, I had no legacy for my kids, bro. I was a piece of crap. You know, my switch got flipped. Now I've got something to look forward to. I've got to leave some kind of legacy behind, no matter what it is. Hey, I've got several kids, not to leave behind an image. Oh, he was a piece of crap. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but he did do something great. You know what I'm saying?
And all the fighters I interview, they do say that legacy is very important. I mean, because everybody can't win the belt. And sometimes cats won't even get opportunities to even go after the belt. So legacy is definitely important. How do you expect this fight to go? You think he's going to try to bum rush you? Or?
Yeah, I think he will. You know, he's pretty good on the inside, I think. That's where his power is. It's, maybe in his hooks and stuff. So I think he will try to do that. I'd probably get a little emotional as well. I think it'll be a fast-paced fight. And I think his last fight was at 35, right?
So he's, I think it might have been. I know it was with versus Mike Hansen, Mike Mighty Mouse Hansen.
I don't remember the weight of that fight, but I think he is coming down.
I think it was a different weight class, though. I think you're right about that.
And he's got something to prove, bro. He's got redemption, you know? But again, you know, all respect to him, bro. But that day, I'm going to be a dog. He's going to be a dog. We're both here to make it. You know?
Do you think this fight is going to be over in maybe the first or second round, or you think it might go the distance?
I think two or three.
Two or three, because he's never went the distance, if I'm not mistaken, on any of his fights either. So,
yeah, now it's something I mentioned. You know, records don't show everything.
Yeah,
but I mean, it does say a lot when How are they only tracking, you know, some losses? And again, I'm not saying this to disrespect the guy, bro, because every fight is experience. And
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I don't know what the in-betweens are and all this stuff. But at some point, you have to show improvement. I would hope, especially doing
Yeah.
it for as long as he says he's been doing it.
So, where'd you come up with the Chachi Versace name? Because that's not your real name, correct?
No, my real name is Greg Gonzalez. Chachi Versace came. Chachi is from my family, you know, happy days and stuff like that. I grew up on
Okay.
Italian family. They
Okay.
gave me that. Then I used to hang out kind of in a trap house out in Tampa, and I used to always keep a little bottle of Versace cologne in my pocket. And just because the names rhymed, they stuck. Well, then when you know, the fighting came around, when that switch got flipped and I was building my what I was gonna do, I knew immediately. I was like, all right, I have to get a personality. I had that game plan from the beginning. Like I said, I'm a really smart guy. I know there's not retirement in boxing. So I was like, I have to build an empire. So with what my daughter went through, Versace, the Medusa symbol, brother, it's a symbol of strength and women. So amongst other things, but mostly that, and that's why I kept it. Symbolize, you know, strength and women for my daughter, to keep that mentality with me. I hear
So
that and then I'm reminded.
how you feeling about this fight card that you on, man? I mean, I think it's pretty stacked. Florida is usually stacked anyways.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I know a ton of the guys and have trained with a lot of the guys on this card. I like to see us go to some bigger places. A lot of these guys get some massive support, man, and you know, I sold out of tickets quick. Nobody wants to be standing in the back. Everybody wants to be on top of these fights because they are. It's exciting, man. Everywhere I go, I try to show off BKFC too, bro. Like everywhere, even when I'm in non-fight related places, I see some young kids in the gas station. They're a little rambunctious or something. Hey, you guys look like you might like fights. Have you know what BKFC is? It's exciting, man. I can't wait myself to get on this car with a bunch of legends. Also, shout out to Jared Warren and Crystal Pittman, also from Tampa here, who their house was affected by the hurricane.
Oh man, I didn't know their house was affected too. Is there a
Yeah.
fight that you think is could possibly be an upset?
Man.
I mean, you got what, Warren versus Career, you got Reber versus Matt Guyman, Jomie Escobosa versus Jay Jackson. I think that's gonna be interesting.
The Jomie and Jay fight, you know, Jay's my teammate,
Okay.
and Jay's an animal, dude.
Yeah.
I have known Jomie for a long time too, though. Man, I feel like that's the fight to watch. I'm not sure. I
Yeah, 9-2,
don't know about
five
an
and three.
upset because I don't know which way, but I think that's the fight to watch.
I would think that the odds are favoring Jomie as far as the betting odds go on that one. But
I don't
we'll
know,
see.
man.
We'll see.
Jay's an animal.
And y'all, well, you and Yost, y'all start out tonight too. I mean, I think that's gonna be an interesting one to start out tonight.
Yeah, I'm happy to be first of the night to get that out of the way and be able to watch the rest of these great fights too, man. I'm excited for that.
Now, BKFC, how big do you think this could be? Do you think this could be as big as the UFC, or is it just gonna be maybe number two to the UFC?
I think at the rate it's already grown, I think it would take a long time to get to UFC level, but I think it very well could. The eyes that are getting on it, you know, Conor bringing on all kinds of new eyes, but again, the shows in Italy and Dubai, adding music talent to the cards, doubling the shows. The talent that's coming into BKFC, there's no reason it's gonna stop growing. It's definitely gonna keep getting bigger.
Yeah, and there's definitely still a lot of states that haven't legalized it yet. So It's still got a lot of growth. I gotta add something. One of the comments I seen, somebody posted a video. I gotta ask, why did you fight that transgender person?
That was the first fight you asked me about, bro. And so it's a man, no matter what way.
Okay, no, no. I do respect the fact that it was not a man fighting a woman.
Yeah. And I support anybody who wants to do anything with their life. Yeah. Bro, I got no judgment on any of those people. I do have, you know, friends in that community. Mm-hmm. So I didn't look at it in any shameful way. And okay. Again, it was a fight. It was my first fight, bro. I had 3 hours of MMA training total.
So that was your first fight? I didn't realize that was your
very,
first fight.
Very, very first fight, dude. Okay. And if you can go back and watch the fight, I believe it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I was heavy as heck, dude. I probably starved myself just to make the weight. I had no coaching. I didn't even know how to cut weight. And the 3 hours of training I did have, I went and trained with that opponent out in Tampa. So we had trained together, and then those people were like, oh, talking, I guess, got to starting on the internet. No one wanted to fight the trans person.
Okay. So, I'm pretty sure there was a lot of people that didn't want to fight it.
Yeah. So again, they came to me, and I had just started that. Okay. Fighting is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I got to get in a hurry to get these fights, no matter what. Didn't want MMA, but it was presented to me. Someone offered it to me. They're like, nobody wants to fight him. It's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed of it, bro, because honestly, 3 hours of MMA training, and I went the whole fight. I went all the way. You know, there was a lot of messed up moves that I don't know how to get out of, like triangles and Kimuras, neck chokes, whatever it is. I didn't know any of that stuff. So I was proud just to make it through that.
Yeah. And did you get like any kind of viral moments from that, or?
I'm not sure. I'm really not. So you may think so because I post a lot of content and pictures and videos and stuff, but I'm really not a Facebooker. I'm not a content guy.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to what's on the internet. I don't know. I don't know whatever. I don't even know what
know
of my own fights
take
are online.
Content like that and try to run with it. You know how the internet is. They'll try to take content and run with it.
I catch that in person too, bro. I'll tell people. I'm not ashamed of it, bro. I've come again. Everybody's taking their own path. That's a part of my story, no matter what. And that definitely makes it a unique part of my story. I don't care what way you look at it.
So how old are you now?
37.
Like, so I've been interviewing a lot of guys that seem like this seems like to be almost like an old man sport, in my opinion, man. A lot of guys leaving MMA, retiring from boxing. It seems like a really good sport. I kind of look at BKFC like the big three in basketball. Like, it extends a lot of shelf lives for a lot of fighters. You agree with that?
Yes and no. You've obviously seen it discourage some great fighters. And
like who, for example?
Well, let's say, was it, again, I'm not a UFC guy. So the name is slipping my head right now. Mike Perry busted his tooth. And just from his tooth breaking.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the name?
I don't know. I'm not a UFC guy.
His tooth broke in a ring, bro. And he pointed it out to the ref, and he's like, "Oh, my tooth broke. I'm gonna quit the fight."
So that was a guy that Mike Perry.
Done,
yeah, that's a guy that Mike Perry fought in bare knuckle.
Yeah, yeah, and you've seen it. You've seen it break people. You've seen it discourage them in the ring, quitting. So I see some of it are probably looking at it like it's a bucket list thing, probably. Like, all right, maybe this might be an end of the road thing.
That makes sense.
I've done MMA. Let me try see if I can take some hits to the face.
And maybe pride a little bit. Like, you know, this other guy's doing it. You know, I'm tough enough to do it.
I don't think they want to get a broken orbital and then be like, okay, now let me go back to regular boxing.
But I mean, you got guys like
after this.
You got guys like Trout who literally having a second career right now. Doesn't look like he's gonna be beat anytime soon. I mean, I know what's my man I interviewed, Houston Alexander. I mean, he fought till he was like 50, if I'm not mistaken, and still wants to fight.
Might be passion driven as hell, you know what I'm saying? Who knows anybody's reason, bro?
Yeah. So before we let you go, any shout outs you might want to do?
Oh, man, I got so many shout outs. Definitely, you know, I got a ton of sponsors and stuff. Shout out to you, bro. I was kind of, honestly, I wasn't sure how this was going to go because I was a little upset. You kept tagging me and my opponent stuff, and I don't really give a shit to see that stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of you poking a bear there.
I usually tag people when they get caught out.
Yeah, well, I don't care about that.
That's kind of how tagging usually works. When you kind of say names and stuff like that, you kind of, you know.
Well, I seen you scoffing at a few comments he said again about the pictures and stuff, bro. But now you know my reason. You know why I'm here. It's not me just. This is not because I just want to be a BKFC fighter and say I'm a BKFC fighter, bro. Mm. I'm here, you know, to prove it to myself that I can be, you know, tough and go through mentally what, you know, I pictured in my head and the hard work. I feel like I need to repay certain people, my daughter, Dave Feldman, myself, flipping my life around, all the reasoning behind everything I'm doing. I took a Sean Willock. He got a referee and judges course. I have zero interest in being a ref or a judge. Like, honestly, now I do since I took the course. Honestly, it was a great course to take. As an athlete, by the way.
So, yeah.
He's got more of those coming. You as a fan, bro, there was people in there I talked to that had no interest in being a judge or a ref. They were just fans.
Yeah.
I just want to know, like, what the judges are thinking when they're watching these fights. What's the referee calling this for, that for? And also, that was great knowledge as a fighter. But I'm just looking long-term, bro. And this is absolutely the most fun I've ever had in my life, bro, between the brotherhood, everywhere that I've gotten in BKFC and my gym online, people that reach out to me constantly every day. You know, I didn't think ever in my life I'd have fans, but people message me and I inspire other people. I'm the one who needs inspiration, bro. I battle severe depression. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Those things help me. The pictures I post, there's going to be more videos, probably like a music video type one that drops maybe today or tomorrow. And I don't care what anybody says about it, bro, because it's absolutely fun. And I'm having the most fun I can with it because I don't know how long I'll be here. I could go into this first fight and get knocked dead and you'll never see me again. But at least I was having fun every single step of the way, bro. And that's all I care about, having fun when I'm in the ring. And you see me, whether I'm giving punches, taking punches, hopefully I'm smiling and still showing that I'm having fun no matter what. Hand raised, hand down at the end of the fight, having fun.
Well, from what I could tell, you probably have a ton of people rooting for you, and maybe more than your opponent. And on that referee thing, I remember Chris Lytle saying that they need more referees, like more fighters to get into that and stuff like that.
Yeah, man. I actually got to sit next to Chris Lieben.
Okay.
He's done a couple, but he had a bunch of questions too, bro, because those courses, again, it's just, it made me interested now in being a referee or a judge. I came into the course having no interest. I took the course really because it's another opportunity for me to put my name out there.
And I'm thinking, you know, it could give you an advantage, you know, like what the judges are looking for. Kind of,
yeah,
like when
absolutely.
you clinch, like, you know, big purpose of the clinch is to kind of get some points in too, you know?
Yeah, there was a lot of things I went into those classes thinking that I knew.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. It flipped every fight. Like, I haven't got to watch back any of my prospect fights.
Okay.
But of course, in my own head, I'm like, I didn't get beat up. My face is all right. Like, What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
So now with that course, those courses, I get to go back in my head. Okay, well, now I know. Okay, this round wasn't of value, the impact of these punches, whatever it was. Now I understand.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out. Appreciate you hitting me up. Actually, that's how I know I feel like I'm putting in some work. I got, you know, when people start hitting me up for interviews, and I never really pass them up. at all, you know, especially with the fighters. Because I'm not really, I love BKFC, but I love the fighters more. I'm more, you know, I'm more pro fighters than I am BKFC. Because I could be critical on BKFC about some things, you know, here and there that I just don't agree with and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's of course. That's why I reached out to you, bro. Honestly, because like I said, you tagged me in some videos and you scoffed at some things. I was like, you know what?
Well, I'll be tagging him. I'll be tagging him and when I put your clips out. So,
well, I don't care what you do, man. That's you. But to me, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing. But when I saw you, whatever, joking, laughing at some of the comments you make,
I put laughing at a little bit personal. No, I just click like. I click likes on almost everything when I see to try to bring up the engagement and stuff like that. You know, that's the thing. All engagement is good engagement. So sometimes, like, don't take it personal if I'm like liking a post of somebody you about to fight or something like that. Like, I try to support. If I interview you, you're gonna get support from me, man.
I reached out to you to ask you if you want to interview because whether you're gonna like me or not, I know you're a fight fan, and I wanted you to hear my story. And even if you have the little bit of respect for me, bro, it's there.
I got a lot of respect for you.
You're not going to look at it. I knew your fight about the transgender, your question about the transgender fight would come up. And that fight alone seems to put a bad taste in people's mouth about me. So they kind of scoff at me or whatever it is. But everybody's here, again, for a different reason, bro. Not everybody has the same background. There's something driving every one of us, hopefully, and now you know my reason, and I hope you think it's a great one, bro, because I do believe it is a super great story, super inspiring for me to hear it myself.
No, I definitely have thought that. Like I said, you got your story reminds me of Marcus Suarez. You know what I'm saying? I'm a guy who's I'm getting out of shape myself. I need this inspiration for myself too. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot, because like for me, it's mentally and physically hard for me to do so many push-ups, so many sit-ups.
What do you like to do for hobby-wise? You like video games or anything?
Nah, man. I'm either doing music promotion. I like TV. Yeah, I'm a TV watcher. I'm into like movie series or TV series. I like to binge watch. Movie series.
So like true crime and stuff, you like that?
You know, more like Sons of Anarchy, The Wire, you know, Yellowstone.
Those are great shows. So shows that have adrenaline in them. Like me, I don't play a lot of video games and stuff. If I do, I tend to play Madden.
Okay.
And same goes for some shows I watch. I watch a lot of true crime, but I just put a stationary bike in front of my TV and I ride that. I could ride that for 6 hours, bro. You know, if I have downtime, you know, my wife, when she goes to work, I have to stay home with the kids instead of just sitting on the couch watching, you know, my typical series and stuff. I get on the bike and something happens in the show that gets exciting. I'm pedaling fast and don't even realize it. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of family that was obese too, bro. So I don't like to hear that stuff. Weight management plays a lot of effect on your other diseases that you could or could not have. It might cause one, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like being in shape or at least moving keep you at least a bit healthier than you are if you were sitting on the couch.
I mean, that's what science says. It's healthier to be fit and in shape and constantly exercising. So, I mean, I'm going to just go off of their word. Before we go, though, you guaranteeing a win?
I think so, brother.
Okay. Some people don't like to guarantee wins. I interviewed Steve Banks the other day. He said, I don't guarantee wins. He just goes in and does his thing.
The hardest work, man. Like I said, you know, I just went through a lot, and then the hurricane came, went through some more. There's a lot of driving factors behind me, a lot of people that I have to put in some hard, hard work for, and I believe that I'm putting the hardest work. I'm sweating right now because I just got done working out in my driveway. Got an acre here, flipping tire up and down my driveway and working out. Just tried to put in the hardest work as possible, man.
Well, I'll be tuning in, man. Can't wait to see how that one goes. Love to see it actually go, like, hopefully the distance. I think that'd be interesting, see the fight go the distance. Plus, it gives you a better chance of getting fighted tonight if it goes the distance.
Again, I took that judges referees course. I don't want to see it go to the judges, but you know, we'll see what happens, man.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your night, man. As soon as I get off him and start clipping up some clips, make sure I, you know, promote you all the way up to the fight. You're more than welcome to come back on anytime if you want, man.
Thank you, bro. All
right, take it easy, man.
See ya.
All right, peace. Where do you have it? You know how we do. Not but BKFC bare knuckle fighters for the most part. Some MMA fighters. But Chachi's going to be fighting Anthony Yost May 2nd. Very, very stacked card. They will be the first fight of the night. So make sure y'all tune in 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's May 2nd. And, of course, it's at the OCC Roadhouse and Museum, Clearwater, Florida. And the main event is Jared Warren versus Joseph Creer. You also got Ryan Roar Reber versus Matt Guyman. Reber's looking for redemption after losing his title shot. You got Jomi Escobosa, Jay Action Jackson. That's going to be interesting. Michael Larimore and Samuel Samples, both are 2-1, looking for their third win. You got the beautiful Crystal Pittman versus Claudia Zamora, Nathan Rivera versus Alex Castro, Joseph White and Brady Meister, Rodney Hinton versus Ben Jacobson, Quentin Gaskin versus Logan Spire, I guess that is. And, of course, Chachi Versace versus Anthony Yost. It's going to be interesting. Make sure y'all tune in. I appreciate the way you tune in. Live on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Don't forget the audio version. We'll go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. And also, I upload on Rumble, BitChute, and Millions.co. And make sure y'all go to Millions.co. That's where I got my merch, new litter apparel for all you dog lovers. I'm definitely a dog guy, so we got the new litter apparel for all you dog lovers. And I don't know what my next interview is, but you will see the flyer out. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and YouTube, and Twitter, and everywhere else. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.